discovered that at the age of 49, I'm getting fat. Now, to a lot of people, I'm actually very fit. I have broad shoulders. I work out a lot. But I noticed when I was reviewing a video from a workout that I did with my son, and when I was reviewing this, I thought, Jesus, yeah, I look pretty good. 49 years old. Actually, I was 48 at the time. And then I recorded a workout yesterday. And as I was going through that, I noticed that I was getting a belly. And I had a double take, so I look at it again and I'm like, holy shit, I'm letting myself go. Now, there is a reason for this. I broke my arm doing jiu-jitsu. I snapped my forearm, which has gone on to completely screw up my wrist. You can see my ulna here. All of this has affected my mechanics and my shoulder, so I haven't been able to do things like bench pressing. I can't even do more than about 10 push-ups without getting pain in my collarbone, actually on both sides. So I've got bicep tendonitis from that. At the same time, I have a meniscus tear in my left knee. And so I haven't been able to run for about 6 months. Normally I would run, I would do lots of things outside. I'd be out in the mountains, out in the hills. But instead, because of these injuries, I had to let them recover. And I did other things instead. Whenever I get an injury, what I do, and this is something that you should do as well, is that it's just an opportunity for you to develop some other skill whilst you recover and work your way back up to fitness with the injury. So I decided I would work on my pull-ups more. Pulling was okay. Various other things. And I hadn't really noticed what had happened to me until I saw the video. So when I saw this video, I thought to myself, This is not good. I have to get on this immediately. I can't let it get any worse. So what I thought that I'd share is the way that I would go about handling such a situation before things get out of control. I realized that because of my laziness, I'd slowly slipped into this sort of slightly lower motivation because it was justified. I was justifying to myself this lower level of activity because I'm injured. It's okay for me to do less. I need to rest. So I would spend more time sitting around, looking after my leg. But of course, the result of this is that after many months, the slow drip, drip, drip of time has made it so that I'm increasingly unhealthy in terms of increasing body fat. Now, as it is, I weigh about 95 kilos. I'm 6 foot tall, and whilst I'm strong, I'm nowhere near as strong as I was, let's say, 8-9 months ago. So my strategy for doing this is to utilize shame. I'm ashamed of having let myself go to that particular point. Now, a lot of you might think that, it's nothing. It's not a big deal. You know, I'm still strong. I'm probably in, without blowing smoke up my own ass, I'm probably in easily the top 5% of people's fitness of my age group. But nonetheless, I recognize the problem. And so how do I use shame to do this? Well, it's dead easy. It's something that I actually learnt when I was much younger, back in the noughties and late 90s, when I was reading Arnold Schwarzenegger's World of Bodybuilding, something like this. It was an Arnold Schwarzenegger book that was back in the day about how to work out. And I remember reading about Arnold and calf development. Now, Arnold always found that his calves wouldn't develop. So what he did is he decided to walk around with shorts all the time, to constantly remind himself that this is an embarrassing thing to have, which would then lead to motivation for him to work harder. he leaned in to his own psychology to fix a particular problem. This stuck with me, as it did with a lot of people, and I think it's really been useful. And my analog to this in this current situation with this current problem that I have is that I have taken a screenshot from that video that I took that shows my increasingly swollen gut in the worst possible position when I was exercising. And I put it on my home screen, on my phone. This way, I'm seeing it multiple times a day, and I'm seeing that this is something that I don't want. I'm causing myself a bit of pain on purpose so that it keeps me on track. And by leaning into the problem, by taking not just taking accountability for the problem, take accountability for it. For example, I could say that, well, it's okay, I'm getting older, it's not a big deal, I'm still pretty top tier physically, I've been injured, and so on. But really, that's bullshit. It's just not taking responsibility for the particular situation that I have. So instead, it's much better for me to understand that, no, it's because I've been lazy and I've started to let myself go and I've been tricked. I've tricked myself yet again. We always trick ourselves and justify our own bullshit. And now, of course, I'm paying the price. But I know that I need to pay the price and that there are only two things that can happen. Either I continue to justify it to myself that it's okay, that it's acceptable, and the situation will get worse over time. It is the road to an ever-increasing deterioration physically, which means unhappiness. It's a kind of death. Or I can go the other way. I can choose to understand why the problem is there and actually do something about it. So, of course, you choose the path that improves you, that gets better, and lean in to the points of pain. Find ways where you can remind yourself constantly of your failure or of where you are so that you're able to move forward in a way where you can capture your natural negative bias, these negative feelings, and use that as a way to improve. But you need to do it by having constant reminders, which is why putting this on my phone is making sure that, for example, I no longer, since yesterday, I won't put sugar into any of my drinks. I will fast for 36 hours once a week. I will pay more attention to increased activity throughout the day. I've moved the kettlebells from the yard and put one just next to my standing desk so that I can pick it up so it's there to remind me all the time. There's a quick solution. I can do a few kettlebell swings, I can do a few snatches, just to mix things up in the day, increase the activity level, and what will happen, of course, is that over time, I will resolve this problem. It is guaranteed to do it because that picture will not go away until the situation is sorted. This is something that I think everybody can use and something that is a really small thing to improve on themselves, especially something visible and physical, so that they are constantly reminded that this is something that they need to pay attention to. For example, maybe your posture is really bad, so maybe get a photograph where you have bad posture and simply put it on your phone so that you're able to see that and it will remind you all the time. If you are doing a sport, for example, something like jiu-jitsu, and you got especially crushed in a competition or something like this, if you have a picture of you when you were crushed, maybe having that on there will on your phone will inspire you to stay away from this situation. It's something that you don't want, and it will inspire you to work harder and develop your skills, get stronger, get faster. So using this negative bias is really, really powerful thing to do. Everybody talks about being positive all of the time, and this is all very well, but at the end of the day, a little bit of fear, negativity, is something that you can leverage in order to move forward and get better.